TCQ staff on?
TCQ is here.
All right, good. Let me turn you up a little bit. All right, I'm on my cell phone and a speaker, so hopefully everyone can hear okay. If you have an issue with that, please let me know. We will now call to order the Tax Relief for Pollution Control Company Advisory Committee meeting. It is 10, I'm showing it's 10 a.m. And we'll go through I'll call recognition of those committee members that are here and absent. So I'll start with roll. I think the easiest thing is just to call the roll. So Roland Beamer. Maybe I should wait a minute or so. People are still coming in. And also for those of you that are just listening, please do not put us on hold. Just put it on mute until it's time for you to, if you want to speak. On the roll. Roland Beamer. Rob Castor.
Here.
Paul Kuhn.
Here.
Wayne Prezel is not with us. He sent me a text. He's at a funeral this morning. Lloyd Graham.
Here.
Don E.
I'm here.
Greg Maxim. Mike Nancy.
Here.
John Nichols.
Here.
Cyrus Reed. Bennett Sandlin. Leo Scherer. All right, let me do a count right quick to maybe someone that already has. Do we have a quorum? Yeah, we have seven. So we do have a quorum. And if other members dial in, we'll of course count them present at the time.
This is John. Sorry to interrupt you. What I think is just a good policy, even committee members as well as the audience ought to put their phone on mute unless they have something to say.
Yes, that's what I mentioned earlier, and a few people have probably come in since I said that, so good reminder. Please do not put us on hold. We've learned in the past that creates problems, so just put us on mute. So we do have a quorum, and I'll ask someone at TCEQ, do we need to have a record of those on the phone? Do we need a list of those?
No.
Or can we continue?
No, Bob, we don't need that.
Okay, great. Thanks. All right, then I'll just start our usual policy of public comments is we have an agenda. It's, as you can tell, it's not terribly long this time. However, if you have comments, we welcome comments from the audience. And it'll kind of... It's a little bit awkward how to get our attention on this one, but if you'll please just speak up, we will certainly recognize you at the time. And I'll try to pause at different times to allow people to jump in if they want. So do we have any general comments from the committee before we get started? All right, then we'll start with legislative update. Someone from TCEQ will give us a legislative update.
Sure. This is Chance Gooden with TCEQ. For those that don't know, from the 83rd legislative session, House Bill 1897 passed. There's three different things that bill did. One specifically that affects this program is that we have to take final action on the within 1 year of an application being administratively complete. There's a couple other sections to this bill that doesn't impact the program. Under Section 42, 43, and the taxa code. It, it outlines some mechanisms for the appraisal districts and the property owners to enter into a written agreement on property that hasn't received a use determination yet. And then also it gives an, a temporary exemption to landfills under 1131-1. All the other bills did not pass.
Okay. Is that all the legislative updates? I knew it was fairly brief. And we'll talk later about possible rules to align with rule changes, with legislative changes. So that'll be for our next meeting. With that, I know of one other piece of business that we need to cover. We'll just go to other under old business. I don't know of any old business. Does anyone know of any old business that we need to bring up at this point? Maybe an update on the Herzig situation.
Did you want that from TCEQ staff? Did you want an update from the TCEQ staff?
If you think it's appropriate, if I realize it, because there could be some sensitive matters. So
we haven't received anything from the applicants. They have until June 24th, excuse me, to provide us with the information.
So this is Don. So y'all have requested information from the Herzig applicants and are awaiting responses.
Correct.
Is that right?
Correct.
And when was that information requested?
They received an extension. We requested it in February. They responded in March with an extension, and we granted that extension, and that date is now set for June 24th.
So to see if I'm getting this right, I think what I'm hearing you say is that in February y'all asked for additional information so that y'all could move forward with it. The response was a request for an extension on time, and that was granted until, did you say July?
June 24th.
Yeah, and just for everybody's information, this is Mike Nassy speaking. The time that was requested was that we, and I think I've mentioned to y'all before, we've tried to get all of the different Herzig applicants coordinated so that staff wouldn't be enduring, you know, 20 different methodologies being proposed, that we would consolidate down to a couple of alternatives. And so we've, I believe, successfully accomplished that goal and used that time to get to that point, and I'm confident that everybody's going to submit information, significant amount of information responsive to the NODs by the deadline.
Okay, thanks, Mike. Any other old business we'd be updated on? One item of new business I asked staff to, or I asked Ron if he'd mention is, this year, as most of you know, seven of us, we're on a staggered term system for our 13 members, and seven of us are scheduled to roll off the end of this year. So Ron or someone or Chance, would you update us on the procedure that you plan?
Well, this is Ron Hatlett with the TCEQ. Seven of you are up for renomination this year. It's Roland Bieber, John Nichols, Bob Adair, Robert Castor, Wayne Frizzell, Bennett Samlin, and Leo Scheer. We'll follow the same procedure we did 2 years ago. In August, we'll publish an advertisement in the Texas Register requesting applications and nominations for those seven positions. We'll also put it on our webpage at the same time, which will generate that GovDeliver email that you get announcing agendas. We'll give you 30 days to reapply. Anybody can apply for those positions. And in sometime in December, they'll be on the commissioner's agenda for adoption of the new members.
Just to clarify, the 30 days to reapply, so you anticipate the deadline to be, what, mid-September, late September?
Yes, mid-September. 2 years ago, I believe we published on, it was August 16th or 19th. So the deadline was then September 16th or 19th.
Okay. All right. Any other questions about the mechanics of this process?
No, this is Cyrus. I came out a little late. I'm just telling you I'm here.
Oh, great. Thanks for telling. Okay, I think we're sort of at the end. I'll open it up. Any comments from the public? I'm pausing to give people an opportunity to speak on some issues.
Yeah. Mr. Chairman, this is Don. At some point, I'd like to raise something.
Okay. By the way, the issue you discussed with me, I did discuss with staff, and I should have gotten back to you, but I think it's okay for us to talk about now, if that's the issue.
Yeah, that is. That's what I was just trying to figure out where we were on that. You want me to go?
Yes. I talked to Ron Hatlett about it, so go ahead.
All right, so this relates to the legislative session. And during the staff briefing on legislation, they mentioned that there was a temporary exemption put in for certain property related to landfills. And it's equipment used to capture methane being released from landfills. And throughout the process of that bill working its way through the session, some of us, including me, constantly were saying, wait a second, this stuff we have a process that's fair to everybody, that treats everybody the same, that this equipment can apply for. And the story being told over at the Capitol by the methane gas capture folks is, no, your rules are broken, your process is broken. That we went over there and we tried to apply for a determination, and they, meaning the TCEQ, unilaterally withdrew our application on us against our wishes.
So Don, this is Greg. So it was just I guess one company that it was done this way.
Well, there are five companies in this place, but I don't. The truth of the matter is, I don't know the facts at all.
Okay.
I don't think we know the facts at all. I think I never could make sense of the facts that they were relating. It doesn't make sense to me. I don't believe that the TCEQ staff would unilaterally withdraw, I'm using those little quotation marks, on someone's application on them. I think there's more to this that we don't understand, and I think we need to understand, or at least some of it. And if this is something that the committee says, hey, we just, those of you interested in understanding this need to have a separate meeting with staff, that's fine. Or if the committee wants to do it, that's fine. I'm no matter what the right forum for this is for me, I would like to have a clear understanding of what's going on. And frankly, I'd like the methane gas people to come in, because one of the things is, as we opposed and it got narrowed to a 2-year temporary exemption, one of the statements being made over there is, well, this gives you 2 years to fix your program.
What?
Yeah.
Don, I'll just jump in and say, and Ron, correct me if I'm wrong, but it's my understanding that TCQ's sent them a deficiency letter, and they did not respond within 6 months or something like that, so they took them off the list.
Hello,
for,
this is
for non-response.
Hello. Okay, we're here to tell you what happened. We're the people who were at the legislature.
And who are you? And who are you for the record?
This is Amy Stowe with Ryan Farm LLC, formerly Bruzniak & Associates. We represent Dallas Clean Energy. And John Bruzniak. We did file a Tier 1 application with the TCEQ for pollution control, positive use determination for methane gas, landfill gas recapture system. That application was amended several times. Notices of deficiency were sent out. We attempted to comply with each notice of deficiency, and when simply no further information could be provided with respect to the application that we had within our office, we received a letter from the TCEQ saying that the application had been withdrawn. That was never our intention, that the application be withdrawn. And under a Tier 1, which the TCEQ said that this process and this equipment did not qualify in informal meetings, at least the majority of the equipment didn't qualify, you know, we also came to the conclusion that under a Tier 3 application, it didn't make the project economically viable. And this is a project that's good for everyone. It's good for the environment, it's good for the city, it's good for the county, it's good for the citizens. And so, yeah.
Excuse me, this is Greg. So the project was, the application was withdrawn, or was it determined to be negative?
All we got was a letter saying that we had withdrawn our application, which we did not do. And we were waiting for a determination. We never got one. And part of the issue we're dealing with here is the fact that we're the people cleaning up the pollution. We're not the people causing the pollution. And under the current regulations, as we understand them, and what part of the problem with TCEQ is, unless you're the polluter trying to clean it up, you don't qualify. And also the issue of how you structure this. We actually laid out the application in multiple stages, leaving out the portion that basically converted the product to a marketable product. So we only sought exemption for the portions that were cleaning up the methane. And TCEQ would not agree with us that those portions were intended to clean up the environment. So there's a multiple problem, we believe, with the regulations before the TCEQ, which is what we raised with the legislature, which is what the legislature wanted this committee at TCEQ to fix.
So let me ask you something, John, on that. Now, the company in question, they are a waste service company? I don't know anything about it, so I'm just asking. What's their business?
They are in the business of working with landfills, and this particular landfill is owned by the City of Dallas. Their only function here is to capture the methane, clean it, and deal with it. And there's only, you know, a couple of ways you can deal with it. You can either flare it, or you can basically put it in a pipeline and sell it. And the way the deal is structured with the City of Dallas gets a portion of the revenue stream from the gas that's sold. And basically the company takes the rest for the investment in the equipment to capture the methane and clean it and dispose of it appropriately.
Instead of flaring it.
Instead of flaring it, instead of letting the methane leach into the environment.
John, Amy, this is Bob Adair again. If I could interject, generally the policy of our committee is, if it's a policy-related issue, yes, we'll get involved. If it's a dispute between an applicant and TCEQ, we try not to intervene or get involved there. So
let me be clear that at this point, that tax year and issue is resolved. We did file a lawsuit, and we're going to drop the lawsuit. Now, we're now at an issue of policy and not an individual fight. That's why we went to the legislature, because it became clear to us that somebody needs to make some decisions as to whether this type of person, one who is not the polluter but the person involved in cleaning the pollution, qualifies, and two, is there not a means here for, because what do you do with this gas? You know, you can either flare it, which I presume you guys don't want more CO2 in the atmosphere, or is it appropriate in this instance that there should be an exception to the rules that says if you're producing a marketable product that the property ought to be exempt, or at least you ought to stage your exemption so that most of the process, which is involved in capturing the pollutant, should in fact be exempt from the process, from taxation. That's the issues that we raised at the legislature. That was what the legislature wants TCEQ to address in this 2-year period.
Well, and there's
okay, let's we need to address one thing on that, because that was a very specific point of on the bill that passed and that we were engaged in, is that we requested and got clear legislative intent language that says that the legislature is not saying that TCEQ needs to change anything in the rules. That was the legislature, it's an unusual move, but it was very clear that the legislature made a statement, we are not making a judgment on the rules of TCEQ and asking for a change.
Well, that's not totally clear. They just said they weren't masking, but the whole point of the 2-year period was to give TCEQ the opportunity to deal with them.
So I realize that was your point, and our point was counter to that, and so the legislature compromised by saying, we're making no statement to, on that regard. So that's that, you know, and TCEQ in the end is the one who has to interpret that. They can tell, they can read the language and interpret that. But our point was is that your property qualifies for a Type 3, where you have to factor in the value of your commodity, your marketable commodity, and that you can go in and that there is a, we believe there is a method to deal with applications or property of your nature, and that it is there, and y'all, from what I'm hearing, what I can tell, simply chose not to pursue that status because you don't feel it doesn't provide enough economic benefit. And I understand. So that's your right.
Correct. John, a Tier 3 application does not provide any sort of really tax relief to our client from our determination. The other issue that we ran into with the TCEQ is that the person who is applying for the application must be legally compelled to place the property for which they're seeking the application in use. And because the city of Dallas owns the landfill and has some of the legal responsibility, we feel our client also has some of the legal responsibility to place that equipment there. The TCEQ also felt that that was an issue. And that needs to be addressed as well.
This is Greg Maxim. So, I mean, I guess 11.31A, the section you want addressed is where it states a person is not entitled to an exemption from taxation under this section solely on the basis that the person manufactures, produces a product, or provides a service that prevents. Is that the section you want us of the tax code?
Is that the code under which we applied for an exemption with the Dallas Central Appraisal District? Yes. But under your TCEQ Prop 2 rules, this project, we feel from discussions with the TCEQ, didn't qualify. That's what you were telling us. It doesn't qualify. It may qualify under a Tier 3, but a Tier 3 doesn't address this particular project, nor does it address the fact that we heard from your staff that my client was not legally compelled to put that pollution control property on site, so that they wouldn't qualify.
This is John Nichols. I agree with the TCEQ staff on this. If this company is installing this equipment because this is their business is to capture methane gas from a landfill and then sell it, then I think it violates the rules. This is their business. They're making a profit on it. If the owner of the landfill installed the equipment, then it would be something that would qualify either under Tier 3 or Tier 1. But I agree with staff on this.
Okay, well, this project has gone bankrupt about 4 times, and without some significant tax relief, it probably will again, and it will be the City of Dallas's issue to clean up. This is a highly flammable, toxic gas, and, you know, if this project is not there, they will either be flaring it or they'll have some other environmental issues, which they'll have to clean up. So I mean, that's the reality of the situation that we're faced with. Texas wants to encourage this type of project or not.
I mean, we have the same issues on saltwater disposal wells. If they're commercial operations where they do not the same thing but in the same premise, then saltwater disposal wells, commercial ones, do not qualify, whereas if it's an owner saltwater disposal well used by the company, then it does qualify. And it gets back to what I think Mr. Nichols was just saying.
But this is a city-run landfill. You don't have city-run saltwater disposal wells, to my knowledge.
Yes, but you have a private company that's their business, is it not?
Well, it is. The city is not in the business of capturing methane gas. That's why they contracted out for that service. They do that all across the state. Landfills contract out for the service all across the state because they're simply not equipped to handle it.
Do they contract the private landfills?
Who contracts to private landfills?
This person is providing the service that's asking for this exemption.
Dallas Clean Energy, to my knowledge, does not contract to a private landfill. Others may. But Dallas Clean Energy doesn't. It's McComas Bluff. And that therein lies the problem with this.
So this is Don, and in this, they're obviously, I really am not trying to push this into a discussion of all the details. I really wanted us, and I appreciate Dallas Clean Energy coming today because I really felt that given the discussions of the legislature, I wanted to understand, and I thought it would be helpful for the committee to understand what exactly the issues are and the history was and what happened, and I think we've accomplished that from my standpoint. There are a lot of issues that I think get raised on this. In my own personal opinion, I think that from my understanding is the payments that the property owners make to the landfill owners is much greater than the property tax payments that they seek relief from.
Correct.
And so that there are many areas in the economic model of this business that could be adjusted to keep the business afloat.
I think that would require negotiating with the city of Dallas to renegotiate the entire deal. Is that what you're suggesting?
And part of the problem is this company here is the fourth company who's done this, and the three prior companies have failed because of the economics involved in the capture.
I understand.
I was going to bring this up at the legislature in the hopes that Prop 2, we wanted to give Prop 2 an opportunity to solve this before we went back to the legislature and say, obviously, Prop 2 cannot get this done, and we just need to put this in the tax code permanently. So this is a two-year hiatus, which we're hoping to work with you guys to solve a problem that obviously the legislature agreed was a problem. That's why they gave us 2 years and gave TCEQ 2 years to try and solve this. There's no other reason to do this for 2 years.
I think it was just political. They did it 2 years. I think it's not, because Cyrus Reed was Jericho, but I don't think it's correct to say the legislature was giving 2 years to fix the problem. The 2 years was the way to get the that legislation out of committee. It was a way to get the committee members to say, okay, we're gonna give the companies 2 years to apply for this exemption, and then it's gonna go away. Now, I agree we should be looking at this issue, fixing the problem, but I just don't think it's correct to say the legislature was giving 2 years to fix the problem. No, they were giving those property owners in this situation 2 years to apply for the tax exemption.
But was your belief that then after 2 years it would go away?
Yes. I think that is just as likely as it continued.
Yeah.
I think that just as likely in 2 years that the number one, the market the market conditions can change and number two, that we can get to the look and find out more about this and see that as has been discussed earlier, that the property owners of methane gas capture are in the same situation as many other property owners around the state, and that they and that it would also give y'all 2 years to renegotiate your deal with the city of Dallas.
Well, I assure you there was no discussion on that whatsoever with the legislature since we were the guys doing the negotiating, discussing, but okay. If that's what y'all believe.
Well, you know how the legislative process works. There are lots of discussions and lots of forums, and I think we only sat with you guys, I think, at maybe two different meetings, but there was at least a half dozen meetings that I participated in where y'all weren't around. So, and I'm sure y'all have meetings, and I know that y'all have meetings when we weren't around. That's how it happens. Legislative process, everyone's not in every meeting.
But we've never had any conversation about trying to renege or revise a contract with the city of Dallas. That never came up at the legislature.
Actually, well, you may not have been there, but there was a meeting with Senator West and with some of y'all's folks where we brought up and discussed the reasons of why that was so difficult. When we discussed that, and y'all explained why that would be so difficult, and it takes 18 months to get a decision out of the city, et cetera, et cetera. So it was discussed, and it was discussed in a meeting that had your representatives there.
All right, well, like I said, I wasn't there, so I'll take your word for it.
Well, I think we all can agree that this is, you know, a hot issue, that there are some problems from our perspective, not being the owner of the landfill and it being a governmental entity that actually owns the landfill, who contracted with us, that there are issues, and that this particular project does not fit squarely within the Prop 2 rules.
And that's sort of the point here. We're hoping the Prop 2 committee will take a look at this and say, what do you do with people who are, in fact, cleaning the environment, who are not the polluters? And as Representative Anshia pointed out, you know, everybody who throws garbage away in the city of Dallas is the polluter. So our company's there to try to solve the problem that everybody's causing. So, you know.
Are there not, this is Cyrus Reed again, for TTQ staff. Are there not, I mean, what are the regulations for landfills? Are landfills just allowed to have methane go into the atmosphere or to capture methane? I mean, aren't there environmental regulations that are met by this project?
They are, but the, you know, Dallas Clean Energy has air permits and things of that nature. The landfill itself has certain requirements it has to meet between the contracts between the City of Dallas and Dallas Clean Energy. There are certain duties that Dallas Clean Energy must perform in order to meet air quality standards and to capture the methane gas. And it can be handled in a number of ways. One of them is just to flare it, which creates more environmental impact for the City of Dallas, which it really doesn't need.
Well, that was my point. There are underlying regulations that are being met. So is it really, I mean, I guess what I'm not clear on is whether this would have been able to get a positive use determination under a Tier 3 for the methane recovery portion of it, if it had gone through the process or not, or was the problem really the ownership structure?
I think one of the issues was ownership structure. From day one, I think that was an issue between that was raised with meetings with the TCEQ, and that I was told over and over again, Dallas Clean Energy was not legally compelled to place this property, pollution control property, on site, and therefore wouldn't qualify. To the extent that they might have, I might have been able to provide a contract that would have satisfied that I provided all the contracts. Maybe some portion of the property might have qualified under Tier 1, and that was something that was discussed as well, which is why they were broken into integrated units, as suggested by the TCEQ. And so there were three integrated units, and at which point the TCEQ could have determined that that portion could have qualified for a Tier 1 application. You know, we really tried to make this as easy as possible from our perspective, and really weren't trying to complicate the process with TCEQ, but I still think there's an ownership issue that I'm not sure is resolved, and a Tier 3 application doesn't provide tax relief sufficient to keep the project going.
Yeah, well, we've discussed the problem of Tier 3s for years. I mean, the issue really is the marketable product. If the price of gas is very low, I mean, if the price of gas suddenly went way up, then you probably wouldn't have this issue because you'd make a lot of money on the sale of the gas, right? I mean,
It's a contracted rate with the city of Dallas, so it really doesn't, that's not the issue. It's a set contracted rate with the city of Dallas. So, you know, we're in a unique situation, and we didn't create the pollutant. Dallas Clean Energy didn't create it. They're really trying to clean it up and extend the life of the landfill. It doesn't flare it. I mean, there's a lot of environmental benefits to this project.
But this is John Nichols. They're doing this for a profit. This is their business, and I think the issue that we're going to face, the program in general is going to face is that, you know, companies that manufacture blowout preventers and stack scrubbers and, you know, all kinds of pieces of equipment that are specifically designed to prevent pollution or reduce pollution are going to come to the table and say, you know, we make these things that when they're put into use, they qualify or may qualify, and we should be exempt.
Well, we're talking about a landfill, though. We're only talking about a landfill.
I know, but can't you see how this would mushroom and
not if it's specifically tailored.
Now, this is David Hodgins.
One thing. Sorry, go ahead.
This is David Hodgins, and I echo Mr. Nichols' point that you would actually, you talk about narrowly tailored, you're going to create the same issue for other folks to come in and make the same basic argument. And you say you didn't create the problem, when it sounds like to me you're a big part of the problem by your the contract that you established. You are the ones that negotiated a contract, knowing what the general rules are, who could not, because of market conditions, keep what you now claim to be a challenging, viable company in place without the benefit of a tax exemption that arguably you've never deserved and still don't, at least in large part. And so you want to come before the TCEQ and say, hey, we're a vendor. Let's put the ownership issue aside for a moment. But listen, we can't make enough money during this environmental effort regarding landfills and the capture of methane gas. We think that's a good thing to provide to a community. Dallas certainly does. They don't really want to pay us what it would take to do that effectively, to get the benefits for that city. So what we want you guys to do is exempt us from all taxation through the TCEQ process. So even though the school district would like their money and the city doesn't really care, they negotiated this contract price. And please make up the difference for us, even though if the market would change, as Cyrus has outlined, significantly, even though you have a contract price, you certainly could go back and say, let's do a change order here because we can't make enough money. I don't think a change order of a contract, working with a lot of public entities that I do and representing several of them, requires an 18-month process. Particularly if Senator West is interested in the topic, or Representative Anchia is interested in the topic, hypothetically, let's say. So to come before this group and say, oh my, you're destroying America with respect to landfills and methane gas because of your twisted rules that give too much aspect to a Tier 3 approach of marketability of product that you sell as part of your business model, is something that is certainly worthy of discussion, but you have to recognize there's another side to that argument.
Well, let me just ask, because, you know, we're a property tax law firm and we don't treat in this area very often.
But isn't the whole point of TCEQ to keep the environment clean and to try to figure out a way to solve problems? Because, okay, we've been talking about Dallas Clean Energy. There's four other companies with landfill problems around the state that are similar to this one, and they don't have that particular contractual issue. And you're right that right now natural gas prices are low. But the fact of the matter is there's nothing in the foreseeable future that even begins to lead us to believe those are going to go anyplace else. And if you guys are really there to try to help clean the environment, shouldn't you be trying to see, is there a way to address the issue of people who are trying to clean somebody else's mess up, and that the only viable way to dispose of the pollutant is to put it into the stream of commerce? That's, I guess, the question we're trying to raise here. Isn't that the policy issue that somebody ought to be looking at? Now, maybe this isn't the project, maybe this isn't it, but if we're going to try to keep air pollution down in Texas, which is a serious problem, if we're trying to keep methane from leaching into the atmosphere, which is even a worse problem, then maybe somebody ought to say, hey, can we look at this and think about it? Because obviously the reception we got at the legislature was, wow, okay, we think this is the problem. And we're going to disagree about the point of the two-year deal. Fine, I get it. Our view of this is going to be different from that of others, but we're just asking you to take a flat-out look and say, is this an issue, and should there be something done about this particular fact pattern?
This is Bob Adair. It's pretty clear we're not going to resolve this today, and I think part of our purpose was to air some of the issues. And I certainly appreciate hearing from both sides, but it seems we're going to have to, we should, I guess, get more information on this and consider it if it's a policy position within the purview of our committee. So, with that, I don't want to cut off the conversation if the rest of the committee wants to continue, but.
This is Cyrus. Maybe what would be helpful is if we put on a future agenda, we actually get the documents that were the applications and the responses from TCEQ, just to use as an example. I mean, I think we're already committed to looking at the Tier 3 formula again, which is one of the issues. And then there's this other issue of, you know, when it's a public entity that contracts for a service to meet an environmental regulation, how is that treated? So I think we could put it on a future agenda, but it would be helpful to see the whole, you know, the actual application and the responses back and forth, just to understand it better. That would be what I'd recommend, just put it on a, give us the information, give us a little time to think about it more.
I concur, and John and Amy, for your benefit, the committee has discussed not these exact issues, but for example, recycling projects and other projects that are good for the environment. But how do we handle it in the POP 2? So this is something that my opinion is to put it on the next agenda.
Do we have any idea when that meeting will be?
I do not. Our bylaws require us to meet once a quarter. If it's more of an urgent matter, we could certainly, we have met as frequently as once a month. So I'll be glad to check calendars and see when we can do that.
Okay. We appreciate you putting us out.
This is John Nichols. Mr. Chairman, I guess I'm thinking that maybe we should ask the TECQ for at least a legal position on this particular situation, because, I mean, I'm not so sure that this is within our purview, quite frankly. You know, this sounds to me like really these folks are trying to get a change in the law, and we can't do that. So, you know, I mean, I'm open to discuss that, but to me, it just seems like we're being asked to consider something that's beyond our power.
Is Tim or anyone else at TCQ on the line that would like to have a legal opinion on this, or is it premature to do that?
Well, it looks like Tim's not on the line, and he's not in the room with us, so we don't have legal representation. But as far as a program standpoint, there's no application before us regarding the discussion we've had on the ownership issue of the Dallas landfill and Dallas Clean Energy.
Okay.
Yeah, but you do have the background documents, right? The previous applications and correspondence.
Yeah, it's a significant amount of paperwork for those applications. We received six paper boxes of
attachments. Yeah, is the Clean Energy Dallas the only methane recovery application you've received, or have you received others?
We have now received some others in some different other counties. We haven't started the review of those. We just received them.
So, Chance, is that in I guess, conjunction with the legislation?
You know, it's hard to tell right now. Like I said, we haven't even started to dive in to find out exactly what they're asking for and who the individuals are. Again, those are the only ones that are before us, and I think there's how many, two or three?
At least three.
Yeah, three. So, I think you asked the right questions and got to the bottom of the issues on this one specifically.
So this is Don Lee, and I'm just going to make one comment related to the last question. It is... Maybe the staff has a different view of the language, but the provision that was passed for methane gas capture on landfills does not require any action by TCEQ. In other words, that is an exemption that is direct with the appraisal district, and there is no decision made by or determination made by TCEQ. The applicants. If someone wants an exemption under that particular that 2-year provision, they would go straight to the appraisal district. Does anyone read that language differently?
This is Amy Stowe. No, we read that language exactly as you do.
That is correct. That tax exemption is specific and does not affect 1131 at all.
Okay, but you generally confer that we should save this for another agenda?
I agree. We ought to. I agree with the previous stuff. This is Don. Previous okay. Direction.
Okay.
So on the request for the
and
moving
John,
this to another agenda or to another meeting, can you tell me exactly what y'all are going to want to look at? Do y'all want like a timeline of when this application came in and the fact pattern and the NODs and what we specifically asked for, or do you want to review all of the attachments and just weigh all the different pieces of equipment that the company was asking for? I mean, what kind of level are we wanting? We want an in-depth discussion on this review, or just a timeline general overview of what fact pattern happened and what we asked for? I wanted to serve a purpose for the next
council. What do you got?
Because y'all really went through today, y'all went through a lot of the information that we would inevitably speak to at the next agenda or the next meeting that y'all set up.
That got the bigger
and we part. Talked about this also at the previous advisory committee. I went back and listened to the recording. I wasn't there, but we talked a lot about the same things we're talking about today.
Wider roads? Do you want more property?
Well, somebody has their... Well, like, put their phone on mute while they're talking on other phones.
Yeah.
So
they probably didn't hear that.
Because I think we the next meeting, we probably will have a rehash of what we're talking about again today.
Are the roads going to be narrow like yours, or are they going to be wider?
Say, whoever's on the telephone, you need to get on mute. Talking about the roads?
Yes. Was that Leo?
Yes.
Okay, good. Glad we can't you in, too, then.
Okay.
All right. We will... Well, Chance, to answer your question, I think we need to get our arms around this a little bit more, and I can't give you a definite answer, but I am reluctant. I think John or someone...
Living Barbara Hill?
I think...
There may be concerns about this not being within our purview.
Well, he's probably still...
If it's...
We got Highway 99 then. Policy, straight shot.
I think we're probably going to have to end this call because somebody is making it difficult for us. But anyway, I think we'll get... How about we give you an answer later on that one, Chance?
Okay.
Bob, this is John Nichols. Let me offer something. Chance, I think, you know, what would be most beneficial at this point is just information regarding, you know, the TCEQ's response to the applicant and I guess the ultimate issuance of a negative determination or however it was finished.
Okay, well, you know, we never were able to get to the issuance of a negative determination. We allowed the Dallas Clean Energy several different extensions to make some financial arrangements on the ownership because the majority of the equipment that they were asking for was responsible under the Dallas landfill. Now, we were going to give them a Tier 1 determination for the flare and the turbines, thermal oxidizer, sorry. But in regards to the recovery process, that would be a Tier 3, and they're right. The cost of the equipment would not weigh them a percentage that would be viable for their market. So at that point, we made some additional phone calls and emails about their financial arrangement that they indicated that they were trying to fix, and there was no response. So that's when we issued a letter saying we are withdrawing your application. We worked with them well over 6 months in that process, and that's where we landed. With all the issues.
I was just looking at seeing what they have.
And specifically, the issue was they failed to provide a rule that they were required to install that equipment. And again, it goes back towards the ownership stuff.
Which is why, this is Amy Stowe, which is why, you know, we went to the legislature, which is why we're talking with you today, is that this project and others that are municipally owned don't really qualify within the current Prop 2 structure. And that's why we're talking with you. Under TCEQ's interpretation, as Chance stated, that they don't qualify. We feel like it's good for everybody. We feel like they should qualify based on some of the contracts that are in place, but understand the TCEQ's position and would like to work with you.
They didn't have a meeting. Okay.
The Dallas landfill did not come in and apply for this equipment.
No, because they don't own any of the equipment. They can't apply.
The Dallas landfill does not own any of the methane capture equipment from the landfill?
Correct.
If this is Don Lee, if perchance Dallas had structured their, and I'm not trying, I'm just making it, if they had structured it so it was owned, it wouldn't be taxable.
Correct. Well, yeah, I believe so.
That's correct.
I just, you know, we've talked two different meetings. This is the second meeting we've talked about this, and I want advice from the committee that we can move forward because we're going to have a rulemaking to make and also some committee members to replace. So we'll have some business to take care of in that matter. So I just want to make sure what we're clearly going to discuss at the next meeting in regards to this topic. So We've talked in great deal today, and I think we've, in from listening from the recording in the previous meeting, we talked in length about this House Bill 1736. So just wanted to get some clarification on what fact pattern and wrapping your arms around it a little bit more, because each one of y'all got y'all's, I think y'all have y'all's arms wrapped around it pretty tightly. I think we've hit the nail pretty good today.
Well, as you know, we have the agenda. I try to put it out at least a week before, and I certainly work with the PCP staff several weeks before the next meeting, so we'll have a better understanding of what we expect. At least that's where I'm coming from. And other committee members can certainly weigh in. I don't know. In other words, I don't think I can give you a definitive list of what we expect of you for the next meeting. But we certainly have aired this issue, I think, adequately today from different angles.
We do appreciate you hearing us out.
Certainly.
So my only comment, Mr. Chairman, is however you want to proceed, is I'm pretty comfortable with. From a standpoint of making sure that we give due consideration to the concerns about the process, the program, and the rules that were raised, again, I appreciate Dallas, the Dallas Clean Energy folks coming and talking about that. And from my standpoint, giving due consideration, even if we come to the determination that there's not much we can do, would be important for us. And so if that is advanced by having this on an agenda when we meet and we discuss this some more, then I'm all for that. But I'll leave that to your call. I just think it's important that we give due consideration and know where we all are and know and have looked at it thoroughly.
I agree. And we could have more of a productive conversation, not in a conference call. We're in the room together. Might have a better meeting on this.
I would concur.
And we would be happy to make ourselves available if you need that.
Okay. All right. Any other discussion on this issue? Any other old or new business I may have overlooked? Or other comments from the public? Okay, I'll entertain a motion to adjourn then.
I second that.
Is that Greg?
That is me, yes, sir.
Okay, so that would be your motion.
I make the motion to adjourn.
I can second it. This is Leo Shear. I'll second it.
Okay. All right, we have a motion and a second to adjourn the meeting. Those in favor say aye.
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 Those opposed? No. Okay, the meeting is adjourned. And thank you, and we will be talking about the next meeting. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.